We are live on Jaguars.com from Everbank Field inside the West Touchdown Club lobby. Today it's a live edition of Inside the Jaguars, the rookie premiere. And hello again, everybody. JP Shadrick with you. We are live on Jaguars.com. Thank you for joining us today. A very special day as the rookies make their way into Everbank Field for the first time as employees of the Jaguars. Lots to get to today. We'll hear from the senior writer, John Osier, coming up and get his take on what this day means. We're scheduled to hear from head coach Gus Bradley as well, and maybe get a preview of what he'll say in the first rookie meeting a little later tonight. We'll also hear from a few of these rookies coming up here on the program as well. So stay with us. We'll be with you for a while here on Jaguars.com. Today, all the first day business happened. Physicals off-site and then back on-site here at Everbank Field. Equipment. You got to have a helmet to play football, of course. You got to get that size. That happened today. Shoes, shirts, gloves, everything handed out by the equipment staff earlier today. And you're watching exclusive video of that process a little earlier. You know, there are a lot of names on this team that a lot of people have interest in. Certainly the draft picks. One of those, one of the biggest rock stars, is the fifth round pick out of Michigan. Denard Robinson made his way into Everbank Field for the first time as a Jaguar today. Of course, he's played here in the Gator Bowl before, but this is exclusive video of him finding his locker for the first time. He played at a big-time college football program, but a little different walking into an NFL locker room. We're joined now by the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. We talk a lot about excitement on a lot of different days around here, but certainly for these rookies, this is an eye-opener.
Well, it is neat. We've all seen the locker room. These guys have been on college campuses before, but they've never really been in anything like that locker room in there. So there is an eye-opening experience. And these guys walk in, and I don't want to say they're overawed by it, but there is a moment where they all of a sudden walk in and realize, I'm in the NFL. I've been dreaming about this for a long time, but this is the moment. They knew in the pre-draft process it was going to happen. But as you know, whenever you're at that moment, it's still different and it's still special.
And a few may have been here before in terms of just visits, so you know, not official visits, that's a college term, but during the pre-draft process have been here before, but it's a little different when the Jaghead's on a paycheck,
up there,
right?
And on the paycheck, first of all. Yes. But when you see your name up there next to the number with the logo, there's got to be a feeling, even for the biggest of these stars, that, hey, this is real, this is the dream.
Rookie minicamp Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the practice fields just outside of here. They're open to the public all 3 days. 1:10 p.m. starts on Friday and Saturday, 11:30 a.m. on Sunday. John, it's the first time for them on the field as pros. What can fans, what can coaches look for out of this weekend?
Well, I think the first thing you're looking for is speed. They drafted this class with the idea of getting faster. That is one thing, even though the pads aren't going to be on. You can look out there and you can see guys like Ace Sanders, like Denard Robinson, like the defensive backs. You can see how fast they are. You're not going to see how physical they are. When you watch Luke Jokel, though, the offensive tackle, you can see how athletic somebody like that is. There's a difference between a first-round level talent at that position and maybe a fifth-round level talent. The first time you saw Tony Boselli on the field in 1995, you watched him, I don't want to say ballet dancer because you don't want to give Boselli too much credit even all these years later, but you can tell the athleticism in a special player like that, and you can tell they're just a little bit different from the rest.
Of course, they had to fill out the rest with rookie free agents, and some workout players will be here this weekend as well. After a weekend where you can't see a lot, you might can see if a guy is athletic enough to be on the field. Are there changes expected on Monday after this?
Well, I wouldn't say there's going to be big changes, but you've got, I think it's 18 or 19 workout guys in here too. And realistically, the last five or six guys that they signed as rookie free agents and the first five or six guys they signed as workout guys may not be a huge difference. I think last year a couple of guys signed after being workout guys and they signed to the active roster. You want to get those guys signed to the active roster if you like them, because – they have a chance to be in camp. They have a chance to be in OTAs. You have a chance to take a look at them. So I wouldn't expect huge moves, but it wouldn't be surprising if you had one or two of the workout players who impress come in and take the place of a couple other guys that probably weren't going to make the team anyway.
JP Shadrick with John Osier. We're live on Jaguars.com. It's the rookie premier program inside the Jaguars. We're expected to hear from head coach Gus Bradley coming up, and we'll have live one-on-one interviews with a number of the draft picks and players coming up this weekend. A lot of the eyeballs will immediately go to the quarterbacks out on the field this weekend. They're both rookie free agents,
right?
Scott from Arizona and Rodgers from Vanderbilt. What do you get out of the weekend for the quarterback position, well, especially?
I think they look to see if a guy can handle the situation. And if they can start to translate what they're hearing in the classroom onto the field and how they handle the situation in terms of getting teammates in and out of the huddle, in terms of being a leader. Realistically, I don't think they expect them to know the offense. So there's going to be mistakes. I think they look at it, maybe graded on a curve, if you will. But they do look for those quarterback things, and they look for arm strength. They look to see if a guy belongs. I think that's pretty much true of the entire roster. When a GM looks at this, they don't necessarily expect to see a guy who's a finished product out there this weekend. But you can get a feel for if a guy, if a class belongs, if they looked overwhelmed. When David Caldwell leaves this on Sunday night, he wants to have a feeling that the majority of the guys he brought in, certainly his draft picks, but even his undrafted free agents, belong here, can compete, can participate in OTAs, can play well enough to give themselves a chance to see if they belong here in training camp.
The free agent class that's coming in here, you know, we talked about those quarterbacks mm-hmm. just now, but who are some of the other players you think can step up and be seen this weekend?
Well, I think the guy to really watch for is Lonnie Pryor. He's the fullback from Florida State. Yeah. I don't know that, again, at a contact position, which they're all contact positions, but fullback really is, I don't know that you're going to see the full force of what he can do, but he's certainly a guy. Greg Jones no longer on the team. Lonnie Pryor really the only true fullback. Montel Owens, but Montel Owens plays a special teams role and play running back.
Right.
You would think Lonnie Pryor is a guy who they want to see make the team. They want to see him succeed. So he is certainly got a guy out of the position to watch. A lot of DBs in that rookie free agent class too. So you're going to see 8, 9 defensive backs on the field this weekend. They're trying to add depth. They're trying to create competition at that defensive back position.
And that was the theme of the draft. Five right. of the 8 players selected in the draft were defensive. They were all in the defensive
right.
backfield too, and they nipped that in the bud pretty quick.
And it's clear that when they got here, Gus Bradley and David Caldwell took a look at the secondary and said, okay, it was a weakness last year, and there's a lot of guys who were here when they first got here that they knew for whatever reason weren't going to fit. So the draft was about getting different guys in, about replenishing that. David Caldwell had one of the better quotes of draft weekend when he said, we sort of created our own urgency there, meaning they got rid of guys, which meant they had to do something, but that was really part of the game plan all along. They didn't sit there before the draft and go, oh my goodness, we have to pick defensive backs. They knew that was the game plan. And I think the interesting thing this weekend, from Gus Bradley's point of view, all these guys who have been here already have been in different organizations. They've been in different systems. And yes, a lot of those guys are going to be part of the Jaguars going forward. But this is his first chance. These 8 draft picks, these 23 free agents, that's 31 guys, there's a few workout guys. It stands to reason that 10, maybe 12 of those guys are going to be part of the core going forward. These are the guys that they can get in, they can mold their minds, if you will, as frightening as that sounds.
You're right.
But these are the guys that they can get to and start forming the core of this. You would think that after 3 of these drafts, Gus Bradley is going to look at this roster and see 35, 36 of these kind of guys who are really forming the core of the Jaguars down the road. So this is the first chance for him to start getting this message to young guys who are going to be part of the core. My guess is that Gus is going to be very excited about talking that in a few minutes when he joins us.
And we're live on Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick with John Osier inside the Jaguars, the rookie premiere. It's big for a head coach, his mm-hmm. first time. And there's
sure.
something significant about that with new guys coming in and a first-year head coach.
Well, and you always want, like I said, the veterans who have been here before, they're buying in, they're part of it, but they also knew something different.
Yeah.
So they have that perspective and that experience. These rookies are coming in, as you saw with Denard Robinson, even the biggest stars are wide-eyed, they're hungry. You can open up their heads and pour the information in, and they're going to accept whatever. They're going to buy in. So it's different. Coaches often talk about getting guys in their system early, teaching them the Jaguars way. Tony Dungy, when I was with Indianapolis, talked about it all the time. If we can get guys in here to learn the way of that system early, then all of a sudden that's who they are as NFL players. That's the process that starts today. The veterans can learn it. They can buy in, they can be there, but it's the young players, Luke Jokel, Jonathan Cyprian, all they're going to know of professional football is what they're being told. So they're going to be the guys who really form the core that's going forward, and I got to think that's a huge thing for Gus starting today.
Are there nerves for a head coach before that? Or is that the wrong word for it?
Yeah, I don't know if Gus gets nervous. I think he gets excited. Yeah. You always hear him talk about preparing for these moments. I think he has an awareness that, yeah, I coach scheme. I coach X's and O's. I'm about getting in front of guys and talking to them one-on-one. But he also has an awareness in the moment that he's got to go form an identity for these guys. And there are moments when people listen. These guys are going to listen to this early. Now, I'm sure whatever he says today, he's going to reinforce over and over again because he knows – a lot of these rookies, this thing they're hearing today, they're thinking about getting off the plane. They're thinking about getting the uniform. They're excited. They're thinking about calling home to their girlfriend, whatever. So it will be a process. But I know Gus knows that every point of contact that you have with these guys, point of learning, if you will, is important. So, yeah, I think this was a speech that he probably spent some time on.
We're live on Jaguars.com. It's Inside the Jaguars, a live edition, the rookie premiere. It's J.P. Shadrick with John Osier, the senior writer for Jaguars.com. Glad you're with us. Hope you'll be with us this weekend, just outside of Everbank Field at the practice fields here. 1:10 starts Friday and Saturday. It's rookie minicamp practice, and then Sunday, 11:30 for the final practice of the weekend. And the public is welcome to all three. That was announced just a couple of days ago. Originally, it was Saturday only, so make it out. Hopefully the rain will let up a little bit before then, John.
I got to say, too, JP, I'm getting a chance in about 5 minutes to go into the locker room.
Yep.
And the first chance to talk to some of these guys. We knew what Jaguars players were all about under Gene Smith. You know, there was a Gene Smith guy. Well, now we start getting a chance to get to know what Dave Caldwell's kind of guys are, what Gus Bradley's kind of guys are. It stands to reason we know what they're going to be because Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley are good people and they want good character guys. But Dave also signed a rock star like Denard Robinson, or drafted a rock star like Denard Robinson.
Sure.
He likes that exciting element. So it's going to be interesting to see sort of how these guys start coming together, how these guys start meshing with their teammates, some big names. And I don't know that they're going to come in with a feeling that they're the future of the organization, but they are. So how they start adapting to each other and to their teammates is going to be interesting to watch over the next 3 or 4 months.
Could there be a clash between old type of guy and new type of guy?
Not with this. But I mean, okay. I got to think this bunch comes in here, and I think the old type of guy, if they're here, are in a place where they want to set the tone, if you will. So,
and they want to stay here,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah. And you already heard guys like Mercedes Lewis, Maurice Jones-Drew, veterans who are saying, hey, I like what I'm hearing. They like this whole idea Gus has of, hey, just get better every day. He's trying to simplify things and just say, hey, work on this, improve, and we'll let the rest take care of itself. Every veteran you've talked to seems to really grasp that and be excited about it. So I think Gus has a locker room of veterans who, when they start coming together in a week or two, are going to be very willing to sort of share that. You've already heard Luke Jokel talk about his first meeting with Eugene Monroe.
Yeah.
Well, obviously that's a guy who's been drafted in the same position and perhaps someday may take that left, someday in the future, maybe left tackle. But usually in the NFL, what you get, you've been around pro sports. Usually what you get is the veterans, yes, there's competition, but there's also an obligation on the veteran's part to help the young guy because usually there was a veteran who helped them. So I don't anticipate any sort of a problem in that area. If anything, I think the fact that Gus has reached out to the veterans and told guys like Jason Babin, we want you to be leaders, I think they're excited about that process. I think you'll see it start in a couple of weeks.
We're live on Jaguars.com. It's Inside the Jaguars, the rookie premiere. J.P. Shadrick with John Osier. We're awaiting the arrival of Gus Bradley here on set, head coach of the Jaguars. You'll hear from a number of different Jaguars rookies as well with us live. Glad you're with us today on what has turned into a rainy day here in Jacksonville.
I think one thing to watch for, too, this weekend, J.P., from what you hear, you were at the Senior Bowl. Jonathan Cyprian, loud guy.
Sure.
Very much a leader. A lot of these guys are going to spend this week really establishing their personalities around here, so I think it's going to be fun to see.
Awesome. Hey, John, I'm going to kick you out of here for the head coach.
Here, right?
Yeah, there's somebody a little more up the ladder than you here. We're joined now by the head coach of the Jaguars, Gus Bradley, on Inside the Jaguars rookie premiere. We're live on Jaguars.com. Coach, welcome, first of all. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, it's great. What a great day. I mean, to have 50 players come in to our organization like this with their abilities. I've got a chance to meet a couple of them so far. We have a big meeting coming up here at 5:30, I believe, and another one at 7. So it'll be a great time.
Have you done any preparation for the meeting? You want to go through your speech right now?
Well, no? Listen up.
No. Let's see. Let's get a preview.
You know what? It is. You know, the first part will be, you know, today it's, you know, you're restricted a little bit by the NFL, what you can talk about. It'll be more based on our philosophy and what we're trying to get accomplished. Tomorrow we'll get more into the football aspects of it, but it'll be good. I think, you know, we'll have to go through some introductions, meet these guys for the first time. You know, some of them, especially the free agents, and get a feel for our coaches and players and really start the process.
You get on the field tomorrow for the first time. You get 3 days with these guys on the field. I know you talk about competition. You want to see guys compete on the field, but what else can you get out of 3 days?
Well, it's really primarily the same focus that we had in our first mini camp with our veterans. You know, to instill the mindset, our style of play, you know, the level of what we expect, and the mindset of getting the ball and protecting the ball. So those are really the facets that we're looking at to build within this group. Also, the evaluation part. You know, it's going to be critical. We're going to, you know, put these guys in different positions. We'll allow them to, see them as returners and see who can provide that skill for us. But just really an opportunity to kind of establish where we're at with some of these guys that are coming in for the first time.
Head coach Gus Bradley is with us live on Jaguars.com. It's Inside the Jaguars, the rookie premiere. You've had a lot of meetings with a lot of rookies in your time in the NFL, I'm sure. Are they wide-eyed? Are there some that kind of blow you away at first?
Yeah, I think so. I think, the ones that I've had the chance to meet, unfortunately I haven't met them all, but I know that was one of our emphasis going into this draft, was to really, you know, focus on really strong, competitive-type natured guys.
Right.
And we feel like we brought that. There's going to be some strong personalities, and I mean that in a good way, just because they really love football. And, once they get comfortable with their surroundings and the environment that we've created, I think you'll start to see more and more of that show.
You got a lot of guys here that were left out of the draft and might be a little upset about that and motivated by that. And that's a good thing, right?
It's really a good thing. I mean, we've talked to our players that, you know, we're really setting the stage for competition throughout, not only in the off season and training camp, but also during the season. And, we'll always try to upgrade our team in ways that if they can help us both athletically and as people, we're going to take a look at them. We have to be careful not to disrupt what we have going here and the players, but they understand it, and they understand the whole process with the NFL. And believe me, if another player can help us, you know, get to where we want to be as far as getting better, then, you know, they'll welcome them.
Gus, I know you have to go work on a PowerPoint and your speech for the night, but we appreciate your time today.
That's great. I appreciate it. It's an exciting time, and we look forward to tomorrow.
Gus Bradley is the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Thanks,
Thank
Coach.
You.
Joining us live on Jaguars.com, Inside the Jaguars, the rookie premiere edition. A busy day here at Everbank Field. The rookies arrived for the first time today. They had their physicals off-site. And, of course, here on-site, you had to get the equipment for the first time, get the helmets measured out, the pads and such, and the shoes from head to toe, really, all the way through. First time in the building for a number of these guys. Certainly, a lot of these rookie free agents that were not drafted are in the building for the first time. Some of the draft picks have not been in the locker room before. A guy like Denard Robinson, we saw him a little earlier with exclusive video with a chance to see his locker for the first time. Coming up, Luke Jokel is expected to join us here shortly, the number 2 overall selection for the Jaguars out of Texas A&M. Of course, we heard from Luke in his debut. It was last Friday where he was introduced here at Everbank Field. He arrived on the plane early in the morning, came to the stadium for the first time, was introduced to the media. We had him live right here on Jaguars.com. We're about to get him back on Jaguars.com right here live on Inside the Jaguars. This is a day where everything begins. It's the first time in for the rookies, their first wide-eyed look at the NFL, and a lot of these players, as you heard Gus say, have been at big-time Division I programs, but a little different when you walk in the locker room in the NFL for the first time. We're joined again by Luke Jokel, the number 2 overall selection. Luke, welcome back, first of all.
Appreciate it.
It's good to be back.
It's a little different now, right? Walking in the locker room and seeing your name on a jersey that you're not holding in your hands in front of photographers and getting to try everything out for the first time, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit more real, you know.
It's all kind of, you know, can't really believe it's
all happening. But now just
being down here and knowing that I'm going to be able to play some football tomorrow is just, you know, that's exciting.
And you talked about that last week with us, that you've been playing football the whole time. You want to get on the field, stay on the field. Boy, it gets really real tomorrow. Have you thought about how different it might be from what you've been doing in the off season?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be full speed. You know, I really haven't seen many full speed reps through this whole process. Just, you know, trying to stay healthy through it all and just not being able to have a bunch of different guys to go against down where I've been working out at. But, you know, it's going to be good to get out there, get comfortable in whatever I'm doing. And, you know, it's going to be good to have some contact again.
You're a technical guy. You're really detail-oriented in your work. Do you have a tendency sometimes to maybe work a little too far ahead? Do you have to stick with a program that these guys might implement for you?
Yeah, you know.
In terms of moving a right tackle?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a process. You know, I can't, you know, I want to just be out there and just be totally comfortable with it right when I step foot out there. But, you know, I do realize that it's going to be a process to get really comfortable with the position. And, you know, I think the coaches are going to be doing the best thing for me. They'll be bringing me along at the right speed.
Right.
So, you know, you got to also be very coachable and got to listen to your coaches. And, you know, they're gonna
do the right thing for me, for sure.
We've got a question from a fan online. Tyler Ryan on Twitter wrote in and said, hey, with the AFC South loaded with pass rushers like J.J. Watt, now Bjorn Warner, are you ready to face guys like that?
I definitely think I am. You know, yep. I love the challenge. Love the competition of the left or right tackle. You're going against some of the best pass rushers. And, you know, those pass rushers in the NFL nowadays are, you know, some of the best athletes on the field. And going against them is a fun challenge. And, you know, it's a challenge I can definitely step up to.
You've been doing that for a while. Now, certainly last year in the SEC, but in the Big 12 too. I mean, you got pass rushers every week, week in and week out, right?
Yeah. You know, in the SEC, and more in the SEC than the Big 12, but SEC, you know, you'll go – you know, six games, seven games in a row, you'll see a top pass rusher. And, you know, playing on the left side and blocking for Johnny, it's pretty challenging.
We've got a few kind of lighthearted questions here. And none of the folks here in the Jaguars really know you yet. So we're going to do some quick hit question and answer real quick. All right, you ready for this?
Sounds good.
Favorite movie?
Caddyshack.
One or two?
One.
Brisket or pulled pork?
Brisket.
Best part of living in the Dallas area?
Fort Worth. It's my favorite city.
Why is that?
It's got everything you want. It's got the stockyards. It's got, you know, the downtown, and then just kind of that, you know, it's a big city, but it's the small town atmosphere.
Music you have to listen to before a game?
I don't really listen to music. Kind of like silence.
Silence?
Yeah, kind of like just be quiet and think through everything.
Finally, Duck Dynasty or The Apprentice?
Duck Dynasty.
Luke, yeah. Thanks for your time today. Very Luke Jokel is the number 2 overall selection, joining us live on Inside the Jaguars, the rookie premiere here on Jaguars.com. We're live today. Glad you're along with us. We're going to keep cycling guys through here. We're joined now by the third-round selection of the Jaguars, Dwayne Gratz out of UConn. Welcome, first of all. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy to be here. And I'm happy to get back to work.
Tell me your first thought when you walked in the building today, when you got off the bus out here. What goes through your head?
It's Florida. It's beautiful out here. You know, even though it's raining today, you know, I'm still in Florida, so I'd rather be in Florida rather than CT any day.
You, you're in the Big East, of course, in UConn, but still a little bit under the radar there. It's a smaller school, a school that hasn't been in D1 for a long time, but you really kind of stood out at the Senior Bowl, and that's really what started moving you up boards. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that week in Mobile and what you did to kind of raise your stock.
I knew I was underdog, and you know, I just wanted to go out there and do my best and just show coaches that I was confident enough to, you know, go against the best athletes that, you know, college football had to offer. And you know, that's something I think I did, and you know, coaches noticed that, and it did bump me up a lot on the boards, and you know, I did good, and you know, I just did my best.
They told us during draft night that the Jaguars folks came up to stores and worked you out. True? Do you remember the first conversation you had with some of the Jags brass and who it was and the workout itself?
It was Coach Gus. Their whole coaching staff was up there first off, and you know, which was pretty cool because it gave us the opportunity to get to know them on a personal level.
Right.
And work out for them as well and show them our skills. And then I sat down with Coach Gus, and it wasn't really about football. It was just the type of players he was looking for and the type of players that last long in the league. And I took that and ran with it because, you know, that's something I need to, you know, focus on because I want it. This is the opportunity that I have, and, you know, I just want to make the most of it and make sure that I can stay in the league as long as possible.
What type of player are you then? How do you describe yourself on the field?
I'm a very intense guy, smart, physical.
Do you talk a lot on the field?
I do tend to. I mean, but that's, you know, that's part of my game. You know, yeah. 90% of football is all mental. So if you can get in the guy head or just throw him off his game, then, you know, it's better for you.
We got a couple of quick hit questions. We ended Luke's kind of lighthearted too. We'll end yours the same way here. So you remember your biggest play in college? I know I do.
I do.
It was.
What was it?
The Fiesta Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Pick six.
Mm-hmm. Landry Jones, right?
Landry Jones.
Tell us about the play. You remember the whole play? What happened?
We were in man. I remember the guy going across the middle, and Landry Jones just threw it in front of him. I was right there, took it for 46 yards.
It's a tough game for UConn, but that was certainly a highlight of yours.
I was in sophomore time, too.
That's right. Favorite reality show? Do you watch reality shows?
Reality show.
I do not watch reality
shows. I had you pegged as a Duck Dynasty guy. No?
No. I seen one episode. There was an episode where they was, made wine, and everyone had to spit it out through the when they had the taste testing or something like that.
So right.
After that, I just didn't.
You turned it off after that. Okay. What's on your bucket list? What do you want to do before you die?
Before I die?
Yeah. What have you not done that you'd like to do?
I would like to travel the world. And I haven't been outside the U.S. besides Toronto. I've been for a bowl game. But, yeah, I would like to travel the world and go see different places.
You're a New Jersey guy from Piscataway, born and raised. Bruce Springsteen or Bon Jovi?
I say I'm going to go with Bon Jovi.
Why is that? Why Bon Jovi? Because it's one of the two. We're live with Dwayne Gratz on Jaguars.com. We have a question from a fan. We took some Twitter and Facebook questions also. You know what? This is from Damian Smith off Twitter.
Okay.
He asks, what excites you the most about the new look Jaguars being here? What is most exciting to you?
The most exciting thing to me is just being part of something new. You know, new coaching staff, new defense, new offense. Everything is brand new. And, you know, it just gives me opportunity to play because, you know, everyone's on the same playing field and, you know, no one knows the defense. So, you know, we all have the same opportunity, and I just want to make the most of mine. So that's one thing I'm excited about.
Dwayne, great job.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time, man. Dwayne Gratz, the cornerback from UConn, joining us live on Inside the Jaguars, the rookie premiere here on Jaguars.com. Ace Sanders will join us now, the wide receiver and punt returner from the University of South Carolina. Ace, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing great. Now, thanks for your time today. You know, this is the Outback Bowl MVP, by the way. I don't know if everybody knows that or remembers that from that ball game, but that was a big game for you and another one of your draft picks in here, right?
Yes, sir. Adam Yates. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a very, very big game, very emotional. Very exciting for the fans, exciting for the players. It was just one of the best games that I ever played in my life.
You're from the Bradenton area. How did you get to South Carolina with Steve Spurrier? And just tell us about playing for Spurrier for 3 years.
Coming out of high school, South Carolina, that was one of my biggest offers. And I thought, well, you know, the SEC is one of the best conferences in college football, if not the best. And it was Coach Spurrier, you know, Coach Steve Spurrier. I mean, the name sold it itself, Coach Steve Spurrier. And that was enough for me. Now, going to play for him, it was pretty interesting at first, you know, because, you know, Coach Spurrier is a different kind of coach. And I enjoyed all three of my years, and he taught me a lot. You know, he never quits, never quits. You know, that brought me a long way, like learning never to quit. You never know what could happen. And I just started build a lot of character and a lot of my teammates and myself included. So he taught me a lot while I was there.
We're live on Jaguars.com with Ace Sanders, the kick returner extraordinaire and wide receiver. You said us on the conference call right after the draft that you were a wide receiver first and a returner second. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Why is that?
Because a lot of people don't really get to see what I can do as a receiver. I really think I can run some really good routes. I have some good hands, and I can make plays after the catch. And it's just the same as a punt return, catch the ball, go and make plays. And it's the same, just get the ball in my hands.
Got to get it in your hands first before you can go run with it, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is there an extra challenge for you? Your father played in the NFL for a short time, played professionally for a little while. Of course, went to, FSU? Right?
Yes, sir.
Is there an added challenge there in having to follow in his footsteps?
I wouldn't say it's an added challenge. It's more of him just pushing me to be better than him. As a matter of fact, my dad, he never wanted me to settle for less. So he always pushed me to go out to my maximum ability or capabilities. And like I said, that took me a long way too, because one thing about me, I just never like to let the next man outwork me. So I always go in stuff 100% full speed, and I give him all.
We've got a question from a viewer online a little earlier today. In the food department, so be ready for this one.
Okay.
This is from Timothy Bowers off Twitter. He says, got to ask important questions. Boneless or bone-in wings?
Boneless. Boneless all day. I'm taking the boneless. If I could get away from the bone and get straight to the meat, that's me.
Easy enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, a couple of quick hit questions here at the end. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie would have to be probably Scarface.
That's a good choice. That's a very good choice.
I love Scarface.
What is on your iPod right now? If we went in there and took your iPod out and plugged it in right here, what would we hear?
You would hear a lot of Kendrick Lamar. A lot of Drake, a lot of, it'll be a variety in there, you know, but mainly probably Kendrick Lamar, a lot of Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, I'm a little older than you, let's put it that way, so I don't know who the heck that is. Can you sing a little bit for us? You got a song that you can sing? Huh? Do you have a singing voice at all?
Nah, I don't have a singing voice at all, and shoot, you know, he has kind of some of those lyrics, so I don't want to say, you know, say too much.
It's the internet, though, eh? It's just not TV, right?
Oh, man, it's just, you know, he has a song. My favorite song of his, as a matter of fact, is it's called Money Trees. It's called Money Trees. I'm quite sure a lot of people have probably heard that song, so I'm going to leave the lyrics to them and let them, you know, go about it their own way, so.
Ace, great job. Thanks for your time today.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Ace Sanders joining us on Jaguars.com. It's Inside the Jaguars, the rookie premiere. I'd never heard of either one of the performers he had spoke of, but Ace is kind enough to give us an idea for sure. We're joined now by the former quarterback of the Arizona Wildcats. Matt Scott is with us. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for your time. This is a huge day for you. You went through a whole lot in Tucson, on and off the field, in and out of the lineup. You finally got a chance in the league. What does this day mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, like you said, I've been through a lot. You know, I came out, started my sophomore year, lost a spot 3 games later. Kind of took the backseat to Nick Foles, and it was tough for me. It was a real humbling experience. But, you know, I grew from it. I learned a lot from it, and, you know, I think that's why I'm here today.
You were, after the win in the New Mexico Bowl in Albuquerque, you guys came back with under 2 minutes to go, and you drove them down the field, twice to win that ball game. You were very emotional in that post-game press conference. But that's all that just kind of came back to you, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just the journey it took me to get there and, you know, kind of how we finished. It meant a lot to me, and, you know, it was a real emotional moment for me, but, you know, it was a great moment as well.
Matt Scott is with us, quarterback from Arizona. We're live on Jaguars.com. You're coming into this situation now. It's rookie minicamp. You won't see any of the veterans here, but you know what's ahead of you here with Blaine Gabbert and Chad Henne. I'm sure you're pretty confident in your ability to make this team, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not coming in here to, you know, take the back seat to anybody. I'm a competitor. I've always been a competitor, and you know that's all I plan to do here. You know, as long as I compete, I feel like someone's going to get better. Whether it's me, whether it's Blaine, whether it's Chad, you know, someone's going to get better, and it's going to make this organization a whole lot better as well.
You were not drafted. Was that a surprise to you? Did you kind of have an idea that was coming? What were your emotions after the draft was done?
I was pretty surprised, honestly. I mean, the whole time we've had talk about me going anywhere from third to fifth, maybe in sixth round, and after the sixth round I didn't get picked up, it came evident to me that I probably wasn't going to get picked up, and it was tough for me. I've wanted to get drafted this whole year. Been looking forward to the draft, and was going to have a party and stuff like that, and it was frustrating, real frustrating. But late seventh round, I started getting some calls from some teams who were interested, and Jacksonville was probably one of the teams that called me, and I was most interested in. And it's a good opportunity I have here to come in and compete.
You took your what would have been your senior year and redshirted, it was a healthy redshirt, true. And that's I don't know if I've ever really heard of that before, but. Who came to you with that idea? Did you have the idea to take that year off and get a chance once Foles was gone? And how did that process go?
Yeah, no one really came to me about it. I kind of came out to my coaches about it. I talked to Frank Seffel, who's now the quarterback coach here, about it. I just feel like I had so much more to play. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had some more games to play. I didn't really play at all. And I just feel like I had some more things to accomplish in my career there at Arizona. Sure. And I really didn't get a shot. Knowing if I redshirted, Nick Foles was going to graduate, and then I could step in the following year. Didn't really plan on the coaches getting fired and all that, but, things happen for a reason, and it worked out good.
One quick question. I know you're from the L.A. area originally. Mm-hmm. Dodgers or Angels?
Dodgers.
Why?
Is I don't know. I just grew up a Dodgers fan. My dad's been a Dodgers fan since he was little, and just always been a Dodgers fan. Bleed Dodger blue, and I'm not really an Angel fan at all. I hate the Angels.
Matt, thanks for your time, and good luck to you.
Appreciate it.
Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Matt Scott from Arizona joining us. We're live on Jaguars.com. It's Inside the Jaguars, the rookie premiere. We're live. Glad you're with us today, and we're wheeling them in here now. We're getting to the big hitters now. The second round pick, the 33rd overall selection, Jonathan Cyprian. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here.
I bet you. This is a huge day, obviously. First day in. You had a visit here, right?
Yes.
During the pre-draft process, but it's a little different today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm here. It's official now. So you get in your locker now. Yep. You're just ready to go. We got practice tomorrow, so I'm excited.
What were your first thoughts when you got off the bus today and you saw the Jaguar statue outside and everything? Did everything kind of hit home at once for you?
Well, it hit me already, and I've been here already, so I'm kind of familiar with the building. And also just going through all the medical stuff and coming here, just happy to be into the stadium right now.
Florida International, of course, down in South Florida. You had a teammate that's in the division now, T.Y. Hilton, right?
Yes.
Have you had a chance to chat with him? Does he give you any advice as to what to expect the first year in?
Well, yeah, we talked to him, and the first thing he texted me is, dang, I got to play you twice a year. So, we're excited about that. He gave me his advice as far as just, it's my time and do our thing.
I know you're safety, but can you cover a man up? Can you get up on the line and get in his face?
I can cover anyone man up.
that's the confidence we like to hear. Jonathan Cyprian with us live on Jaguars.com. You really came up the boards as well. We talked to Gratz earlier, but after the Senior Bowl, a lot of people took notice of your skills really for the first time. A lot of people had not seen Florida International play, mm-hmm. quite frankly. But that week was a big week for you in Mobile, wasn't it? And what did you do to kind of raise your stock there?
Well, there I just went over there and used my God-given abilities. I've had Florida International every year, I believe, from my freshman year to my senior year. I've gotten better. I plan on doing that now here. But at the Senior Bowl, I just took it as an opportunity and just wanted to do my best every time I got on the field. And I did that, and teams got noticed.
You're from South Florida. Who do you model your game after being in the defensive backfield and a safety? Anybody in particular?
I try to model my game after some people that I like playing as, and I'll say Sean Taylor, Troy Polamalu, or Louis Delmas.
Sean Taylor, that's I guess you were a Miami fan growing up then, right? If that's a Sean Taylor answer, right?
Well, Miami was one of my teams, but as far as college, Miami really wasn't my number one team. Texas was.
Texas, being from South Florida, that's a little different. But why Texas?
Just because I was a Vince Young fan, okay, and watching that national championship game between him and USC. Yeah, I kind of fell for those guys, him and the receivers, and Roy Williams. I'm a defensive guy for some reason. Offensive guys made me fans of the teams.
Quick hit questions at the very end here. So quick fire, rapid fire, just one word answers. Favorite movie?
Django.
Nice. Food?
Steak and potatoes.
Who's responsible for you being here today the most?
God.
We have a question from a viewer as well. Steve Sybil off of Facebook says, do you feel like a celebrity yet?
A little bit. I gave my autograph at the airport today. Just people noticing you. So, yeah, just a little bit.
It's good to be recognized finally, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's no problem.
Thanks for your time. Good luck to you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Jonathan Cyprian, the second round pick of the Jaguars, with us live on Inside the Jaguars, the rookie premiere edition. We are live, and we're joined by a Florida State Seminole who is a rookie free agent, Lonnie Pryor. Lonnie, welcome, and thanks for your time. How are you today?
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This is the Orange Bowl MVP, by the way. If you didn't watch the Orange Bowl at all, Lonnie run off for the first time in his career. You had a career in Tallahassee where you were a fullback, and you bulked up a lot and really were second fiddle to a lot of the running backs there until that last season, right? And you went in to Coach Fisher, and y'all had a conversation before last year, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The only conversation was I was telling him, you know, I'm playing fullback, and, you know, if whatever you need me to do, you know, I'm always there to help you. And just, you know, I can help the team out. I hate losing, and I think everyone hates losing. But like I said, if anything I can do to help this team win, I'm your guy. So that's all it was about. So nothing too crazy.
Nothing about playing time.
Yeah, nothing about playing time. Like I said, I'm never that guy. I was like, hey, coach, give me the ball. It was just like, whatever you need to do. I hate losing, so I'm always ready to help in any kind of way.
You're listed at 6 foot, 224. Is that pretty accurate? Are you bigger than that?
5'11", 228. So, you know, numbers are pretty close, though.
Is it difficult being a fullback, balancing the bulk with the agility and kind of keeping both in check?
Not really. Like I said, my weight, I don't want to be higher than 230 or lower than 225, but I think I talked to the running back coach. He wants me to bulk up a little bit. Long as it's good weight, not like pizza and whatever else. But, you know, I don't think it's hard at all. You know, I felt pretty comfortable moving this weight last year, so hopefully if I stay around this area, I should be able to move like the Orange Bowl MVP like it was last year. So
Lonnie Pryor is with us, the fullback for the Jaguars, a rookie free agent. We're live on Jaguars.com. You're from Okeechobee, Florida. You went to Florida State. You're now a free agent signing of a team in Florida. That's got to mean something to a Florida kid, right?
It means good. It's a great opportunity for me. I'm only three and a half hours away from home. My girlfriend lives in Jacksonville, lives not even 10 minutes away from here. So it worked out pretty good, and it was a blessing. Like I said, it worked out really well for me.
We're going to do a few quick hit questions here.
Okay.
And so I hope you're ready for some rapid fire answers.
I'm ready.
What's the most important thing to know about Okeechobee, Florida? What happened?
The best hunting. If you like to go hog hunting, that's the best place to go.
What about the Speckled Perch Festival?
I'm not into the Speckled Perch or the fishing or anything. I'm more about the hunting and the going mudding type of the Okeechobee life.
Okay. Go-to meal. What do you go to if you're hungry tonight?
Steak. If I can get a steak, I'll definitely take a steak any day.
Very nice. Most important person in your development, who is most responsible for you being here today?
I'd say God. You know, this whole opportunity happened just because of him. He put me in this place, so I'm going to give it to him.
Are you a music fan?
Yes, I like music. I love music.
What concert have you not been able to go to that you'd like to go see?
I would like to go to a Luke Bryan concert. I've been to Lil Wayne, Drake, and some other guys, but I would love to go to a Luke Bryan concert. That would be my one to go to.
Lonnie, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There he is, the fullback from Florida State, joining us on Inside the Jaguars, the rookie premiere edition. That'll do it today for our live coverage on Jaguars.com. We got a quick hit with a few of the Jaguars that'll be on the field this weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, rookie mini camp just outside of Everbank Field. 110 starts Friday and Saturday, 11:30 in the morning on Sunday. It is open to the public all 3 days.